It's time again for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia Report, and we're joined today by reporter Sean Gorman from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Sean, we want to talk to you about a couple of the items you and your colleagues have written about in recent days. But first, let's remind our listeners that PolitiFact Virginia rates comments and statements by Virginia political figures on a scale from true to mostly true to barely true to false, pants on fire being the most false, if you will. And sometimes you just rate a statement as to whether it represents a flip-flop by a political figure. And that's one of those that we want to ask you about first today. Sure. You guys wrote about a statement by Ward Armstrong, who is the Democratic leader in the Virginia House of Delegates. And he made a comment on campaign contributions from electric utilities, which is one of his long-standing nemeses, I suppose. So tell us what you found there.
Well, at a news conference held in front of Appalachian Power Company's Roanoke headquarters, Armstrong said that electric utility companies had contributed $100,000 to Delegate Charles Poindexter, and that's a Republican who is Armstrong's opponent in this fall's election. Now, Armstrong charged that electric companies donated money to four Republican leaders who then passed it to a political action committee that benefits Poindexter. And records do show a correlation between the amounts the four state leaders received from electric companies and the amounts each of those politicians gave to Poindexter's political action committee. Now, Armstrong has been fighting electric companies for several years, and he argued that the donations were evidence that Poindexter would be beholden to electric utilities like the Appalachian Power Company. Poindexter shot back that it was hypocritical for Armstrong to condemn others for accepting money from the electric industry, and we wondered if Armstrong's position on taking contributions from utility companies had changed. And between 2007 and 2010, Ward Armstrong himself had received about $100,000 from electric companies, according to the Virginia Public Access Project. Now, Armstrong's chief of staff said the House minority leader stopped taking contributions from electric companies in late 2009. Armstrong's office said he isn't turning down money from utility companies. It just doesn't come in anymore. And if it did, he would donate it to a charity that helps residents pay their electric bills. So Armstrong, who once campaigned with money from electric companies, will no longer do so. He criticizes an opponent who may have received indirect contributions from utilities. And although Armstrong has his reasons, a shift has clearly occurred. So we rated this one a full flop.
Okay. Now, the other item we want to talk about is a statement made by Governor Bob McDonnell, which was kind of strange because he said, and just very recently, he said Virginia state employees pay nothing toward their pensions. Mm-hmm. Now, that may have been true at one time, but well, you tell us what you found.
Sure. McDonnell said in an interview with CNBC that Virginia was one of four states in the country where state employees did not contribute to their pensions. The governor's office said his statement was based on a 2008 state report, which said that Virginia was one of five states that had plans where workers didn't contribute. A spokesman for the governor said that one of those states, Missouri, started requiring new hires to contribute to their state pension as of January this year. So McDonnell's office argues that with Missouri taken out, that means Virginia is still on a list of four states where employees don't give to their pensions. A major problem with the governor's claim is that Virginia shouldn't be included on that list in the first place. On June 25th, just a couple weeks before McDonnell made his statement, veteran state workers hired before July 1st, 2010 were required to start paying 5% towards their pensions. Now, in return, they were given a 5% raise to offset their pension payments. And McDonnell's office said that the state is still paying for the employees' contributions because they gave a 5% raise to cover a 5% contribution. Still, those longer-serving state employees are now contributing to their pensions from their own salaries, and the burden of covering the employee contribution of those retirement plans has now fallen to the veteran worker. And there's another key point that the governor's office didn't address. Last year, the state started requiring new employees hired after July 1st, 2010, to contribute 5% to their pensions. So for up to a year before McDonnell made his statement, new employees were contributing. And those recently hired workers received no salary increase to offset their pension payments. Then the governor himself signed the legislation requiring new employees and veteran employees to start paying their pensions or contributing towards their pensions. So we rated this claim pants on fire.
Not just false, but, well, recklessly false.
Ridiculously false.
Yeah. Okay, thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you fellows again next Tuesday morning.
Okay, talk to you then.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.